And we think we have control over what we're going to do.
那我们常常觉得我们好像能够就是控制我们要做的事情。
But the Bible says the opposite. We don't know about tomorrow.
但是圣经所讲的却是跟我们所想的不一样，我们不知道明天会发生什么。
Only God knows about tomorrow.
只有神知道明天会发生什么。
And we think, hey, we will create our own, life purpose. I want to do this.
那我们常常讲，哦，我想做的事情，我要做这个，做那个。
And we think we are here to do my will.
我们觉得我们在这世上就是做我们自己想要做的事就可以了。
And we not only that, we use God to fulfill our will.
不仅仅是这样，我们甚至还利用神来成就我们想做的事情。
But the Bible says the otherwise, you were made for God and by God.
但是圣经所讲的就是不一样的，我们是为神所造的。
The purpose of life is to glorify God in your life.
那我们生命的意义呢，就是为了要荣耀神。
Psalm 118, it says, God will fulfill his purpose for you.
那诗篇118篇说呢，神会按着他的心意来成就在我们身上的事情。
Instead of you use God to fulfill your will, actually, we must let God to use us to fulfill his will.
那与其就是让利用神来成就我们想成就的事，其实我们应该是让神使用我们成就神所想要我们成就的事情。
God is a loving God. He wants you to do it out of your free will, to use your life to fulfill his will.
那神是有怜悯慈爱的神，他希望我们有一个自由的意识来愿意来能够让他使用我们。
You may be very successful in this life or accomplish all your goal in this life.
那也许你在这个生活中你是很成功的，然后你也就是成就了很多事情。
But you can still miss God.
但是呢其实你也可能会失去神。
You can be very, accomplish in this life, but God says you still miss me.
那你也许在这个生活中你是非常成功的，但是神可能会跟你说，其实你失去了我。
Because you miss God's plan in your life.
因为你没有成就，就是神想让你成就的他的计划。
God's purpose to create you is to fulfill His will for you.
那神创造你的目的呢，乃是让你来成就他所要的计划。
And Jesus also said, "Not my will, but your will be done."
那耶稣也说了，不是按着我的意思，乃是按着你的意思。
So don't be wise, don't be foolish, because if you spend too much time to accomplish your will, but when you see God, God says, "What have you done?"
那所以呢，我们不要做愚蠢的人。如果你花了很多时间来成就你自己想要做的事情，有一天神就会问你，你做了什么？
We must walk into God's plan.
我们要走进神的计划当中。
God's plan is much better, is eternal. Our plan is temporary and always wrong.
那神的计划呢是长久的长远的，那我们的计划呢是短暂的，而且都常常是错的，而且都是错的。
We're wasting our life to do something eternally useless.
那我们就是把我们的时间花在永恒当中没有任何就是用处的东西上。
And the one who spend time to do God's will be rewarded.
那花时间在神做的神的计划当中的人呢，他们的赏赐是大的。
And God says, you are faithful servant. Come enjoy the happiness of my kingdom.
那神就会说啊，你是现实忠实的仆人，来我的席上跟我一起。
You have been faithful, in a few things to accomplish my will. Now you can inherit the kingdom of God.
那你在小事上忠心的时候，你就会领受神国的一切祝福。
I'll put you in charge of many things in the coming kingdom.
那在未来的世代，我会给你就是来服侍更多的事情。
Remember, this is not our home. When we go home, we leave the world, we're going home.
那你要知道，这个不是我们的家。当我们死去的时候，我们才会回到我们真正的家。
And in our life, we try to accomplish something by overworking and wearing ourselves out.
那我们在世上，我们常常就是非常努力的工作，然后呢，把我们自己都累垮。
And God focus on life, not things.
那神在神国里边呢，我们神所专注的是我们的生命，而不是我们的工作。
If your things become an obstacle of your life, God will take away your things.
那当你的东西，你的物质东西成为你生命中的绊脚石呢，神就会把这个东西挪去。
If you don't store up treasure in heaven, and God probably will do it for you.
那如果你在天上不为自己积攒财宝的话呢，神也许就会替你来做这个事。
Because he loves you.
因为他爱你。
So God want us to do it willingly, but at the end, if we still don't do it, and God will interfere in order to save us.
那神会让我们就是有自由意思，但是我们不愿意做的时候呢，神也许就会来插手来帮助我们做。
Take away the things that becoming an obstacle and give us the real life, give us the real blessing.
那么神就会把这些绊脚石挪去，然后才真正的给我们祝福。
Because this temporary rich is too limited. God wants.
因为这个短暂的祝福，短暂的财宝呢，是非常有限的。
God wants to give you a much greater wealth that is in store in heaven to inherit the kingdom of God.
那神希望给我们永恒的祝福，就是在天上积攒财宝。
So, on the contrary, on earth, God want us to, instead of accumulate things, God want you to get rid of the unimportant thing.
那与其在世上呢，为我们自己好像堆积各种各样的事物，其实神想让我们把这些东西都挪去。
Instead of cram more activity into your overload schedule, God wants to help you to simplify your life.
那与其把你自己一天的那个计划呢都堆满，神想让你有过着更简单的生活。
To focus what is essential.
以至于你可以能够专注在最重要的事情上。
A good life can be very simple, still very good.
那一个好的生活可以是非常简单的。
You don't need a lot of things to be happy.
你不需要有很多物质的东西使你快乐。
The world will tell you you need a lot of things to be happy, but God says, I value life, not things.
那世界上会跟你说哦，你有很多东西你就快乐，但是神跟我们说的却是我看重你的生命多过你的东西。
God does not want you to miss him at the judgment time and ask, what have you done for me?
那神不希望你来失去那个失去他，然后神也会问你，你到底在这生命上做了什么？
So don't focus on the world and success and miss God.
所以不要专注在这个世界跟你的成功上，以至于你失去了神。
That's a tragedy of life.
那这就是人生的悲剧了。
You just barely safe.
那你就是只是勉强得救。
It's like going through a fire.
就好像你经过了那个火。
You become the least in the heaven.
那你从天成为天国最少的那一个。
If you still are being safe, you're lucky.
那如果你也得救了，那其实就是你是很幸运的。
So God does not want to focus on meaningless thing like Solomon, and life is empty because he focused on the meaningless thing.
那神不想让我们像所罗门一样就是专注在物质上面，因为所罗门也说了，这一切都是虚空的。
Because at the end he worshipped the other God, and he probably God still forgive him and probably just barely safe.
那所罗门在他年长的时候呢，他也敬拜，开始就是拜其他的偶像。也许所罗门勉强得救。
On the other hand, Ruth is a foreign lady who just focused to serve her mother-in-law. It's just a nobody.
那相反的，像路德，那他只是就是非常努力的服侍他的那个婆婆。
Nobody know her.
没有人认识。
Have the record of her.
没有人认识的只有就是圣经上把他记录了下来。
And he become the great grandmother of Jesus.
那他也成为了就是耶稣的
Sorry, of David, of King David.
他也所以他就成为了大卫王的就是曾祖母。
And Jesus come from the lineage of the David.
那耶稣也是从大卫的这条根上出来的。
You can see as the Bible say, if you think you have all the things in the world, but you don't have God, you miss life.
那圣经上说了，如果你拥有世界上一切的，但是没有神，其实你就是失去了一切。
But if you are only a little nobody, and you serve God in the small thing, God says you will be rewarded in heaven. You are faithful servant.
那如果你什么谁的也不是，但是呢，你就是按着神的心意做的话，那神就会在天上大大的来赏赐你。
And as somebody in the world, in God's eye, is a nobody because they focus on the world, spend time on the world.
那在天上的这个人也许什么都不是，如果他只是专注在世界上的东西。
A nobody become a somebody because she or he focuses on God.About God's plan in this life.
那一个无名之士呢？他在天上就成为那个有名的人。如果他专注在神给他做的事情上
，It's a reverse of fortune. Be careful. You must be ready.
这是一个好像那个财富转换的一个方法。那你要非常小心。
Don't be miserable. Don't become the tragedy of life when God asks you, what have you done? Did you live on my purpose?
那你不要成为这个人生的悲剧。要神有一天会问你，你在世上你到底做了什么？
Focus on the right thing, not focus on the things. Focus on life, the character of God,Instead of focus on how to accumulate your stuff.
那我们要专注在好的事情上，而不是积累财宝、积累自己地上的东西。我们要专注在做神让我们做的事情上，而不是就是就做自己想做的。
The Holy Spirit revealed at the end of the Bible in Revelation, in one church, they are not rich, they are poor, but God say you are rich.
那就像在启示录上，其中的一个教会，圣灵说了，你虽然是贫穷的，但是你并不贫穷。
That's the Church of Smyrna.
这是那个四美拿教会。
Another church is Laodicea. It's very rich church, but God said, you focus on the world, you're indifferent to me, you are, yeah, continue.
那另外一个教会呢，就是老底嘉教会。那圣灵说你虽然是富足的，你认为你是富足的，其实你是贫穷的。
Because you are indifferent to me, you are not very hard, very hard what? One very cold.
Cold. 那因为你是不冷不热的。
And you are half-hearted.
就是半桶水，就是半桶。半颗心的，
You're not living out my purpose for you. You are not only poor, you are naked.
那你并没有就是专注在我的事情上，其实你是贫穷的，是赤身肉体的。
You are evil.
你是邪恶的。
Because your idol is the world.
因为你的偶像是这个世界，
God is a jealous God. If you are the friend of the world, you are the enemy of God.
那神是忌邪的神。那如果你是以世界为友的话，你就是以神为敌。
Because God longs to have a relationship with you, like David, I thirst for God.
那神其实是想要像跟你有一个关系，就像他跟大卫有一个关系一样。
You say, "Hey, I have everything. I don't really need. Just go to church. It's okay." You becoming a half-hearted, not too cold, not too warm. God say, "I'm gonna throw you out from my mouth."
那如果你说哦，我什么都有了，我就去教会就好了，那你就成为那个不冷不热的基督徒，那神就会跟你说，我要把你拖出去。
In the new year, we must refocus ourselves to accommodate God's life, put off the old life.
那我们在新的一年呢，我们要开始积累神的生命，把我们旧的旧我
Focus
老
on
我夺
God,
取。
not the world.
那我们专注在神身上，而不是专注在这个世界上。
Becomes God's friend, not the world's friend.
那成为神的朋友，而不是世界的朋友。
And we must be ready because tomorrow maybe God is coming.
那我们要，
You give account yourself to God?
那我们要随时做好准备，因为也许明天神就来了，我们要给神交账。
In Luke chapter 12, Jesus said, You must be ready, for today may be the last day of your life.
那路加福音12章也说了，你要预备好，因为今天可能就是你生命的最后一天。
When I come, I won't tell you. I may come in the middle of the night.
那我来的时候，我不会提前告诉你，也许我半夜的时候就来，
Like a thief.
就像一个小偷。
Tomorrow may be the last day of the world.
那明天也许就世界上的最后一天。
Maybe tomorrow someone have heart attack. That's the last day of their life.
那明天也许有人突然有心脏病，就成为他是最后的一天。
Tomorrow you may go to a high building like a World Trade Center, and today is the last day of your working life because the two buildings collapse the same
那明
day.
天也许就像那个当时双子塔倒塌了一样，你去上班的那一天就成为你生命的最后一天。
You think you have a lot of time? God say no. Don't be foolish.
那你可能觉得，哦，
Today
我有很多时间，
your life will be demanded.
但
Today.
不要做愚昧人，也许你的生命就会被神拿走。
Or the whole world in an instant.
那甚至是
you destroy will be destroyed.
那也许就是一眨一瞬间，神就可以把整个世界给摧毁。
So the judgment day for sure, God promised that a judgment day. We don't know when, and nobody knows. It's like a thief coming anytime. So today may be the last day of your life.
那就像大审判日一样，我们没有人知道那一天是什么时候，也许就是今天，就像这个天，就这一天，就像贼一样突然临到。
Today also may be, since it's the last day of life, you must be ready. Today could be the first day of your life too.
那今天可能是你生命的最后一天，那今天也可能是你生命的第一天，你要做好准备。
In the new year, forget the thing that is past, Paul says.
那在新的一年，你忘记背后一切的。
Press on toward the thing that's before us.
那我们就兼顾在前面我们所要做的。
Make 1922, sorry, make 2022 the new year of your life.
那让2022年成为你人生的新的一年。
Focus on God's plan instead of focus on the eternally useless thing in the world.
那我们专注在神国上，而不是专注在世界上那些无用的事情上。
The things will make you miserable. You cannot be relations with them.
那些事情都会让你很焦虑，而且你没有办法与他们为友。
God's life will give you love, joy, peace, which money cannot buy.
那神的生命可以给你喜乐、平安、忍耐，这些东西都不是钱可以买来的。
God's wealth is your health and no worry, and also He'll supply enough. Your daily bread will be supplied. Don't worry.
那神是的爱是够你用的，而且你不会缺少任何事情，你每一天的日用的饮食他会供应。
Nobody or you are ordinary people, God says, no, you are somebody in my eyes. I create you for a purpose.
那也许呢，你是一个无名之主，但是呢，在神的眼中，他会跟你说，哦，我认识你，我造你是有我的计划。
There's no accident.
没有任何的那个机遇巧合。
Maybe you think my parents don't like me and I was accidentally born, but in God's plan, that's no accident. You create by God.
那你也许说，你也许会说，哦，我的父母不爱我，我的出生就是一个意外。但是在神的眼中，没有任何一件事情是个意外。
God created you for a purpose.
神造了你有他的目的。
The purpose is good because he loved you, that's why he created you.
他的目的是好的，他爱你，所以他创造了你。
Ephesians chapter 1 says, God created you because he loved you.
那以弗所书所讲的就是神造了你，因为他爱你。
And you can build something, build your life on this. God is love, he loved you, not the whole world. He loved only you. Even that's the only one person in the world. He still come to save you. Jesus still come. He loved you.
那他爱你，而不是他爱世界。他爱的是你这个人。即使世界上只有你一个人，他也会差派耶稣死在十字架上为你而死。
You are specially made for purpose. Psalm 139.
那诗篇139也说了，你的创造是有它的目的。
Every cell of your body is created by God for a purpose.
那你身体里任何所有的一个细胞都是为了他的计划而创造的。
Not only you, even a little bird is created by God for a purpose.
不仅是你，甚至是一只小鸟，也是为了神的目的是创造的。
The birds around my house sings a lot.
那我在我的房子附近有很多的小鸟。
And one bird especially sing loud, really loud.
他们常常就是歌唱，其中有一只鸟呢特别大声。
My friend, don't stop them. They create, God create them to sing.
那我们不要阻止他，因为神造了这些小鸟，就是让他们来唱歌唱的。
When they're singing, they're fulfilling the purpose of God.
那当他们在歌唱的时候，他们就是在完成神所让他们做的事情。
We are the same. God create you. You are unique. You say I'm nobody. No, God think you are somebody because in His eyes, you are the children of God. You are His child.
那神创造了我们，也许你心里觉得哦，我只是一个无名之徒，但是神说 No, 你不是的，你是我的孩子。
I'm not like a famous preacher or Elon Musk, you know, make a lot of money.
嗯，那你说哦，我不是一个就是传道人啊，我也不是那个马斯克，我只是一个无名之徒。
God say no, you are somebody.
那神说啊，不是你，你是我所认识的。
You are the workmanship.Of me, I create you.
那你是我所创造的，你是我的作品。
Each painting have different style. God create you according to His style. He put the signature in there because you have the Holy Spirit.
那就好像一幅画一样，神有不同各种各样的风格。那神就是按着他的风格创造了你。
As a bird sings, God wants you to do.His will.
那就像这个鸟的歌唱一样，神也希望你做他给你的，想让你做他给你的事情。
Which is to love him back. God want long to build a loving relationship with you. He love you. He want you to love him too. That's the purpose of a human being.
他希望你也爱他，因为他想跟你有一个一个关系。
And Jesus even said, you are father. Now he's the father in New Testament. Old Testament cannot say God is father. God is a father. You are the son. It's a son and daughter's relationship with God. It's very close.
那在新约里边呢，耶稣也说过，他称他为天父，为父亲。所以我们现在跟神是像儿女之间的关系一样。那在旧约里边，你是不可以称神为父的。
Why Jesus, you are the son of God.And God is your father. It means a tremendous. It means you are somebody.
那为什么说你是神的儿女，神是你的父呢？因为这是神你就是一个被神创造的人。
You're in the royal family.
你这是一个王室的家族的人。
We are together inherit the kingdom of God. Why you care about worldly thing, the small thing?
那我们一起呢，就是要成就，要领受神国的一切。那你为什么还担心这小事情呢
？God does not need you to do great thing. God want you to do small thing with great love.
那你不需要再纠结这些小的事情。神希望你就是在用小的事情上用爱来做。
Most of us only do small thing, but in God's eye is a big thing if you do it withLove and all your heart for God.
那很多事情我们认为是小的，但是如果你是用你的爱心去做的话，在神的眼中就是大事。
So the purpose of your life is do everything for God, because that's what God wants you to do.
那所以你人生的命定就是你要做神所让你做的事情。
Whatever you do now, you do it for yourself. Now you change your attitude. You do it for God.
那你就做的事情你原来是为自己做，那你是要改变，你要为神而做。
Colossians chapter 3, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as if doing for God.
哥罗西书上也说了，就是你做的事情就是你要就好像你为神而做一样。
God will reward you.
那神也会奖赏你。
So everything you do now, God command us to do it for Him. The people around you, you love them for God. Maybe not important people, but in God's eye, that's the plan of His life. That's a great deal.
那在你生命中你做的事情都是做在神的身上，也许可能就是一些小事，一些帮助一些无人 一些不知道人所不知道的事情。
Your friend, your mother, your relation with other people, and God want you to love them on behalf of Him.
那还有你身边的人际关系，你的兄弟姐妹，你的父母，你的朋友，那你就是按神所给你的爱来爱他们。
The major character of God is loving kindness. Means God is rich in loving kindness. He want you as the children of God to be loving kindness too. That's the main purpose of life, is to deal with people with loving kindness.
那神的一个本质就是爱跟平对是爱慈爱，那神也希望你用慈爱呢带你身边所有的人。
In Hebrew, the loving kindness is called chesed.
在希伯来语说那个慈爱呢就是 chesed。
Chesed, H-A-S-E-D.
Chesed.
It means it happened 247 times in the Bible. It is a major concept in the Old Testament.
那个慈爱呢，在旧约里边有270次出现，是一个非常重要的。
His character is rich in loving kindness and faithfulness.
那神的本质呢，就是他是蛮有慈爱怜悯的。
And Jesus used the term in the New Testament is unconditional love, agape.
那耶稣在新约里边呢，就用了这个无条件的爱这个字啊 ，agape love.
And it happened 300 times in the New Testament. Is the term, the word in Greek is charis.
那在新约里边，这个 agape 这个字呢，罗马叫什么？出现了300次。
It is unconditional love, agape, unconditional love.
就是这个无条件的爱 agape love.
So the major purpose of your life is to love God. If you say you love God, you must love people. Because
那你生命的目的呢？
Spirit.
就是去爱。如果你说你爱神的话呢，你就要去爱身边的每一个人。
That's why Jesus, the greatest command is love each other as I have loved you.
那所以耶稣的命令就是我们要彼此相爱，就像他爱我们一样。
Life is very simple. Don't make it complicated. Wear yourself.
那我们生命其实是非常简单的，不要复杂化。
Focus on giving out love and loving kindness, forgiveness, bear with other people on behalf of God, then you fulfill the purpose of your life.
那我们就是借着神能够彼此相爱，爱我们身边的人，彼此饶恕，这我们就完成了神所要我们做的事情。
God is love. God is unconditional love. Then we must be, because we are children of God. We must have the same character.
那神呢是爱，他给我们的是无条件的爱。我们也因为我们是神的孩子，所以我们应该同样。所以这是一个非常简单的道理。
If you simplify your life to focus on one thing, the unconditional agape love is hesed, is loving kindness. Not just a little bit. You must be rich in that.
那我们的生命就会变得简单，如果我们只是在追求就是无条件的爱别人身上，而且不仅仅是一点点的爱，而是要满满的有这种爱。
And it involves suffering.
那这个呢也会带来一些忍受，一些痛苦。
Sacrifice.
要奉献。
Forgiveness.
饶恕。
Bearing with other people.
彼此担当别人。
That's how God loves us. That's how we love others.
这就是神怎么样来爱我们，我们也应该怎样去爱别人。
What we owe God, we owe to other people.
那我们欠神呢，我们也欠别人。
Luke chapter 12. That's the principle behind the parable.
那路加福音12章的这个比喻，这就是这个比喻背后的意义。
God has forgiven you 20 million times. Now you must forgive the next guy one time. Is it too hard?
那谁已经饶恕你 成千上万次的。如果神让你饶恕那个人一次，你可以吗？
So we must do it for God, whether you like it or not, but it involves suffering.
所以，不管你喜不喜欢，你都需要这么做，甚至就是你可能会有些痛苦。
If there's no gain, no pain, right?
因为没
No
有
pain, no
付
gain.
出就没有收获。
You must suffer like Jesus, conform to the image of God, of Jesus. In this life, the purpose conform to the image of God to love and love the love and also involve suffering.
那我们不能效法这个世界，我们就是要彼此相爱饶恕啊！这饶恕当中，当然就会你会付
But
出。
this suffering is not in vain because God will reward you in the next life.
那你受忍受这种痛苦呢，并不是白白忍受的，因为神在来世呢会大大
You
的
say,
奖
I want
赏
to be
你的。
somebody. Good. To be somebody in the next life means eternal life. You become a somebody as long as you serve God with love.
那你
In
说
serving
哦，
people.
我想成为一个大人物，非常好。那你就是为自己来忍受这一切，然后到来世的时候，神就会奖赏你。
God will reward you tremendously. It's not wasted. Every pain, every suffering is not wasted, my friend.
那在来世的时候，神就会大大的奖赏你，而且你所有付出的任何一个东西，你所忍受的任何疼痛都不会白白的。
As a matter of fact, Romans chapter 8 specify you must suffer like Jesus in order to share the glory of Jesus.
那罗马书第8章也说了，我们就是要一起跟神、跟耶稣一起。经历痛苦，以至于可以跟他一起领受荣耀。
But the Bible also said, In Romans chapter 8, 17, we consider this suffering is not worth comparing to the reward in heaven.
他罗马书也讲，就是我们这些忍受的这些痛苦呢，并不能就是。与我们天上所领受的那个荣耀相比，
So the losing of things is good. When you lose things, you gain God.
那所以你失去东西呢是件好事，因为你失去了这些东西，你就得着了神。
Losing things teach you to let them go, because eventually it will go when you die.
因为这些东西你失去了，神就是在教导你如何放手。因为你死的时候，你这些东西都带不走。
If you lose things now, you have God. If you lose things later, you have less God. If you lose things at the end, you lose God too.
那如果你现在失去东西呢，你也许嘛就得到了神；如果你晚一点失去这东西呢，你就是晚一点得到神。如果你到，可以 say that again，sorry。
Sorry, it's a little bit complicated. If you lose things now, I'm talking about now that this, you have God. If you lose things later, you have less God. But if you lose things until the end of your life, you lose God.
那如果你
Amen.
现在呢，你就失掉一些东西呢，你得着的是神；如果你晚一点失去东西呢，你就得到的神就少了一些；如果你到最后一刻你才失去东西呢，那其实你就完全失掉了神，
You cannot take it with you.
因为这些东西是带不走的。
And God says, you cannot take it with you, my friend. Why spend the time on something eternally useless and temporary?
那既然你这些东西都带不走的话，你为什么还花这么多时间来专注在这些东西上呢？
God is doing you a favor to take away your things.
那其实神呢，就是在帮助你把这些东西挪走。
In order to give you real life, abundant life,
以至于他能够给你一个丰盛的生命。
an eternal life
一个永恒的生命，
from now until eternity. You can have it now.
从
If you
现在，
focus on God, when you have God, you have everything.
如果你专注在神的身上呢，你就拥有一切。
Learn how to lose things, because eventually you lose everything. If Jesus comes tomorrow, we'll lose everything.
那你要学会开始就是失去东西。
Don't be stupid, focus on the temporary thing and be comfortable, because that's not God's will for you in this life.
那不要就是专注在这种暂时的东西上，因为这不是神所造你的目的。
God calls the rich person who accumulate things a rich fool.
那神让就是称那个就是为自己积攒财宝的人呢，是一个愚昧的人。
He thinks he is smart. I have all the money. Hey, I have everything. And now I accumulate more wealth, I can enjoy life, take it easy.
那他觉得，哦，我好聪明，我有好多钱，那我现在可以开始享受我的生活。
Luke 12, but God said, this very night, your life will be demanded from me.
但是神说，今天晚上，我就要拿走你的生命。
But the last day of your life is like the World Trade Center.All these rich people instantly got taken away.
就好像那个双子塔倒塌的那一天一样，就是所有这些有钱人那一天神都把他带走了。
In 911, and we miss God. They spend all life to accumulate wealth. Yeah, they look like successful, but they miss the whole thing. Miss God.
那就像911那一天一样，这些人虽然看起来就是很成功，可是呢，其实他们
My friend, don't miss God in the new year. You can miss things, you cannot miss God, because God promised you inherit the kingdom.
所以我们在新的一年，我们不要失去神。
But God wants you to do it yourself. If you don't do it, God will take it away and anyway, but your reward will be much less.
那神就可能会把这些东西都拿去，但是呢，就是如晚一点拿去，可能你的领受的在天上领受的就会少了。
God measure your spiritual life not by the things you accumulate, is by the time you spend with Him.
那神就是量你的属灵生命呢，不是按着你所拥有的东西，乃是按着你在他身上所花的时间。
You say I'm a good Christian.
你说我是一个好基督徒。
How?
怎么来定义呢？
How do you measure it?
怎么来定义你的这个基督徒生命呢？
80% of the North Americans say they are Christian.
那在北美有80% 的人都说哦，我是基督徒。
Only 10% read the Bible once every year.
那只有10%的人呢才读圣经。
80% say they are Christian, but only 20% go to church once a year in Christmas time.
那80%人都说他们是基督徒，但是只有10%的人才去教会。
How miserable, we miss God.
那这是多么可怕的事情啊！我们就是失去了上帝。
We focus on the thing is eternally useless.
那我们就是专注在那些无用的事情上。
So don't miss God.
所以呢，不要失去神。
Today we're going to show teach you that Jesus is going to teach you how not to miss God, to spend time with God.Because how your Christian life is how much time you spend with God.
那你基督徒的生命呢？怎么衡量？就是在你在神的身上花了多少时间。
You say I love God, but you don't spend time with Him. You don't read His Bible. We don't pray. You only come to this Zoom once a week.
那你说哦，我爱神啊，但是呢，你也不看你的圣经，也不祷告，那你就一个星期就来参加这个 Zoom meeting 一次。
And your wife may ask you, you say you love me, show me. How much time you spend with me?
那你可能说，哦，我爱我的太太，但是，你太太就问你，那你来告诉我，你花了多少时间在我身上？
You say you love your children. How much time you spend with your children?
那你说你爱你的孩子，那你花了多少时间在你孩子上？
You say you love your father and mother. How much time you spend with your father and mother?
那你爱你的父母，你花了多少时间在你的父母身上？
I ask the same question. You say you love me. How much time you spend with me to understand me, to know me, to read my words?
那你爱我，你花了多少时间在读我的话语呢？
The Bible is a personal letter from God to you.
那这个圣经呢，就是神给你的一个情书。
You read the Bible also read you.
那你在读圣经的时候呢，圣经也在读你。
Because the Bible is applicable to your life according to your need. So God is very personal.
那神是一个非常私人的神，个人的神。
So, you measure your commitment to someone, to a relationship, in terms of time.
所以你要把你的这个生命，专注在你花的时间上。
Love spells time.
那爱呢，也是就是像是就像你要花时间，
Don't say empty words. God does not like empty words.
不要只是说空话，神不喜欢你说空话。
You only measure your commitment by how much time you spend with him.
那你生命呢？你在神所花的时间呢？就是，你的你要在你花的时间上。
How much time you spend with your loved one is how much love you show. It's not talk. Talk is cheap.
那不是在话语上，而是就是在你花的时间上。
In the new year, God wants you to spend time with Him, not spend time with the world. God is a jealous God.
那神是一个忌邪的神，在新的一年呢，你要花时间。
He longs to be gracious to you. He longs to build relation with you. God designed relationship to walk with you. This year, we're going to follow.
那神希望你在今个新的一年呢，就是花时间在他身上。
Love means spend time with him, connected to him.
那爱呢，就是你要花时间跟他在一起。
At all time, not just on Sunday.
在所有时间上，而不是只是花在星期天而已。
At all time, not just your devotional time during the day.
是所有时间，而不是只是你平常就是花的那一点，
At all time, just not in the Bible study.
是在所有时间，不只是在那个祷告会查经小组的时间。
At all time, only when we are sick, when we are troubled, we come to God.
不是，是所有时间，而不是你在痛苦患难中所寻求的时间。
This kind of love is cheap. Your wife will tell you. I tell you. Your wife will tell you.
因为这样子的爱呢，是一个廉价的爱。你的太太会解释给你听。
Let alone God.
更
Can't know
何
your
况
heart.
是，更何况是神呢？他知道你的心。
You cannot fool God.
你不可以就是不呀骗神。
This new year, we're going to commit ourselves to spend time with God, to connect to God, so we can say, God, I love you.
那在这个新的一年呢，我们就是要花时间在神的身上，跟神说你爱神。
Spend time with God is to love God, to know God is love God, to pray to God is love God, to obey God is love God. This year, you must focus on loving God.
那在新的一年呢，我们就要专注在爱神上面，顺服他就是爱神，跟他祷告就是爱神。
By connecting to God, then you have God's love, then you can share the love with other people.
那我们就专注在神身上呢，我们就可以跟其他人来分享神的爱。
God already gave you the Holy Spirit of love. Holy Spirit is a spirit of love in you, inside you. Don't say you don't have it.
那你不要说你没有，但是其实神已经把圣灵给你了。
Don't say you don't fill with the spirit already in you, in your house, in your heart, in you. This is of the God's temple. He lives in you.
那你的身体呢？就是神的圣殿，他已经住在你的里面。
Except you lock him up in the basement.
这其实呢，你就是把他在锁在地下室了。
God already, fill you with the Holy Spirit. That's why you are children of God.
神已经给圣灵给你，所以你是神的儿女。
God have you, but how much you have God?
神已经拥有你了，但是你拥有神有多少呢
？God loves you. How much you love God?
神爱你，你爱神有多少呢
？Only measuring by the time you spend with Him, you can say for sure, I love you.
那只有就是按着你在他身上所花的时间，才能够好像做一个衡量，才知道你到底有多爱他。
The new year, the purpose of life is that.Not the things anymore, because God will supply you the things. Seek first His kingdom, all this will be given to you. You aim at God, the rest will be given.
那你专注在神身上，在新的一年专注在神身上，神就会把其他事情掌权给你。
And also, God don't need to do great things. Do small things with great love. Do it for me.
那你不需要做很大的事情，只要小事上用神的爱来做。
Focus on agape love.
那专注。专注在这无条件的爱上。
This year you want to be rich in love and help other people.
那今年的一年呢？你希望就是你在爱里边是大满满的
show God,
帮助其他人。
To show God you will fulfill His purpose in your life.
那你去服侍神，你就会完成你心里所最大的。
You will inherit the kingdom of God eternally.You will be a somebody in heaven.
那你在天国呢，就会承受天国，而且你在天国里也成为那个大
人物。Not just very safe, like going through the fire.
不仅仅是仅仅得救。
What treasure is that?
不仅仅是的仅仅得救，就像通过火一样的仅仅得救。
So today we look at how we going to spend time with God, and mean how we going to love God.
那我们今天讲到就是我们跟神花的时间能够看出我们有多么爱神。
By connecting to God, we can also and have resources to love other people because we connect to the love. We can love people.
那当我们就是与神连接的时候呢，我们就有力量去爱其他人。
So we look at Jesus want us to learn in the new year in John chapter 15.John chapter 15, verse 5 to 12, God, Jesus wants us to learn three things.
那这个 John, 马太福音15章的神希望我们学到五件事。
It's John.
约翰福音 sorry.
15.
15章。约翰
15. Verse 5 to verse 12. That's the three steps.
那五节到十二节有十二个步骤。
How to spend time with God, and Jesus used this example, how to connect to God.
那神用耶稣呢，用这个比喻来告诉我们怎么样跟神连接。
Yeah, three kinds of connecting.
有不同方法的连接。
Spending time with God.
花时间在他身上。
Okay, so.Verse 5 and the 15 verse 5, and Alvin, you have that already, right? Now, because the English is already there, and I want the, Anna, you can read the Chinese, and the English people just read the text there.
OK, 这是约翰福音15章第五节。第五节。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子。因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干。人拾起来，扔在火里烧了。你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。把你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就， 你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。你们也就是我的门徒了。我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。你们要藏在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，藏在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。
Thank you, Anna. Now here, the Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches.
那这里说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
Connect me,
与我连接，
and I will be with you.
那我就会与你同在。
If you connect to me, you will bear fruit in this life.
那如果你跟我连接呢，你就会在这个世上啊结果子。
Means it will be productive. Our life will be productive. We'll be living out our potential if we connected to Jesus.
那意思就是呢，你的生命就是会有一个果效的生命，如果你跟耶稣的生命连接在一起。
So the first connecting is here.
那这个第一个连接呢，就在这里。
Jesus used the negative first. Jesus said, if you don't connect to me, if you don't spend time with me, what happened?
那神先用了一个负面的比喻，如果你不与我连接呢，你会怎么样？
If you don't connect to me, you are like a branch. It's throw away, separate from the trunk, and we wither.
那如果你不与我连接呢，你就是像一个枝子，就是与树木已经是分开了，变成枯干的了。
You will dry up. It will be stressed. It will die.
会枯干，会死去。
Means, if you separate from the source of life, you will die. If your cell phone don't plug in the electricity, it will die. Understand?
就是你不会，你就会死去。就像你的那个电话，如果你不啊给它充电呢，这个电话就会，这个电池就会就会 die， 就会死去。
God make your heart beating because your life is in His power. Same thing. God is in charge of our life. If we don't connect to God, your life will become full of very miserable because you are separate from the source of life.
那神让我们的心脏跳动呢，就是因为他这样我给我们的一个动力让我们跳动。但是如果我们不跟他连接呢？我们没有这个动力的话，你就会死去。
Means if you don't connect to spend time with God, you'll die.
如果你不花时间在神的身上呢，你会死去。
Like a fish, the fish is made for the ocean. If the fish walking on the ground, the fish will die.
就像鱼一样，如果鱼离开了水，它就会死去。
Of course, it's funny to see a fish.Walking in the street.
那当然，如果你看鱼在街上走的话，你会觉得很好笑。
You can imagine if out of the water, the fish will die.
那你可以想象，就如果鱼离开了水，它就死去了。
We struggle because we are out of God. We are out of the true water. We are out of life. That's why we struggle like a fish without water.
那就像我们一样，如果我们离开了神，我们就像这个鱼离开了水，我们就会失去控制。
The true fish is the one who swim in the ocean. The true branches is the one who connect to the vine.
那一个真的鱼呢，它就会在水里游。如果是一个好的枝子呢，它就会连接在树上。
Jesus used this metaphor to tell you.If you are separate from him, you dry up and die. No wonder you why I'm always struggling. I'm distressed. I'm not happy because you're separate from God. You don't spend time with him.
所以呢，你才会焦虑，因为你没有花时间在神的身上。
You don't get recharged.
因为你没有被充电。
You don't create yourself. You don't have the source of life. You cannot create something. Only God can give you real life.
因为你不能创造什么东西，因为只有神才能够给你生命。
Not only you must connect, you must constantly connect to the source of life.Then you have life.
不仅仅只是跟他连接，而是要常常的跟他保持连接。
And in the gospel era, the Christian they fellowship worship God daily, not just on Sunday like today.
那起初的初期教会呢，他们是每一天都会敬拜神，不像现在只是星期天。
In Hebrews chapter 4 and chapter 10 talk about they meet all the time to encourage each other to pray for each other.
那个圣经里边希伯来书也讲，就是他们早期教会呢，他们就是常常的在一起彼此鼓励，来彼此敬拜神。
They connected.
他们是跟神连接的。
Daily.
每一天。
Moment by moment.
没时时刻刻。
That's why their life is rich.
所以他们的生命呢是丰盛的。
Full of love to serve God.
满满的爱来服侍神。
To fulfill their purpose for God.
来为神说他们创为了创造他们的目的来服侍神。
As a bird sings.
就像鸟唱歌唱一样。
We are like a bird. We don't sing.
那我们就像鸟一样，但是我们不唱。
But we curse.
那我们就咒诅。
As a bird, we don't sing.
就像鸟，它不歌唱一样。
We walk in the street. We don't fly.
我们不飞，而是走在街道上。
Like a fish.
就像鱼一样。
On the dry ground, not in the ocean. We are struggling, no wonder, because we are not in God.My friend, we're in material thing.
所以我们才会挣扎，因为我们只是专注在物质上的东西。
Just here, you must connect to me. First, you must be in the ocean. You must be in me. In me, you'll find everything you need. On earth, Jesus is the head. We are the body of Christ. We are church.The first thing you must connect to the church and love each other and support each other, pray for each other.
那基督呢是头，我们是身子，所以我们第一呢，我们要跟教会在一起。
Do not stop meeting, because if you stop meeting, you mean you're stopping to recharging. You stop life.
不要停止聚会，因为你停止聚会呢，就是代表你已经停止给为自己的人生充电。
Do not stop Bible study, because if you don't study the Bible study, and God's word cannot refresh you, energize you, strengthen you.
那你也不要停止查经，如果你停止查经，那就是你的生命就好像停止充电。
Not only that, you must do more, connect to him.
你要更多的与他连接，任何时候。
So that's how Jesus is going to tell us how to connect to him at all time in the following passage, in the rest of the passage.
那在之后呢，耶稣就讲如何与他连接。
Now the consequence, if you don't connect, you will dry up, you will struggle, you have distress, you have burden, and you worry.
那你与他不能
spiritually you die.
那你如果你不跟他连接呢，就是死亡，就会枯干。
And after that, Jesus gave us free way, free connection to God. The first connection is verse 6.
那之后呢，耶稣讲了三种跟他连接的方法。第一种呢是在第七节。
Verse 7 says, If you connect to me, remain in me, my words remain in you. Whatever you wish will be done for you.
这个就是说，如果你藏在我的里面，我的话藏在你里面，凡你所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。
So the first thing is connected to God's words, because God's word is life.
所以第一呢，就是跟神的话语来连接，因为他的话语就是生命。
And Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.God's word
道路真理生命
is the truth, it gives life.
那他的话语呢就是真理就会给我们带来生命。
So the first thing you must spend time connect to God through God's word. Read the Bible to know God, to know Him.
第一呢我们就是要花时间在他的话语上读圣经读认识他所说的。
God said it really clearly in the Jeremiah 29:4. Do not boast about anything. The only thing you need to do is to know me.
那在耶利米书呢，圣经上也说，就是不要夸口说任何事情。
That's 9:24 in Jeremiah.
在耶利米书九章二十节。
24:24, it says, don't boast about anything. Don't boast about your money, your wisdom, or this fame, or all this thing. Only boast one thing.
不要夸口，不要。
Your purpose of life is to know God and to know He is love.
不要为自己所有的东西夸口，那你生命中所要做的就是来认识神。
You must focus on to know Him. When you get to know Him,
你必须专注在认识他身上。当你认识他，你就当你认识他，你就会找到你生命一切所需。你有神的时候，你生命所有的你都有了。
He who has God has everything else, does not have more.
那有生命有神的人，他在生命上不需要更多的东西。
So in Him you find everything you need, because He promised.Your daily bread will be supplied. Not only that, He'll give you love, joy, peace. Have a balanced life instead of accumulate things.
就会有一个平衡的生命，而不是只是为自己积攒财宝。
And focus on the world and be enemy of God.
不是成为就是神的仇敌，为自己积攒财宝。
God, if you continue to focus on the world,He will come down to take away the world in order to give you real life.
神是个忌邪的神，如果你持续的就是这样子为自己积累财宝的话，神就会下来拿走你。
This is a warning.
这是一个，这是一个 warning, 警告，警告。
It's a warning from God. If you focus
从神来的警告。
Oh, you lose it. If you focus on God, you will have eternal reward.
如果你专注在神的身上，你就会有永恒的祝福。
Don't miss God and become successful. Don't miss God, because if you successful, you miss God, you fail.
不要失去神。如果即使你是成功的，但是你失去神，其实你就是失败的。
So focus on His word means
专注在他的话语上。专注在话语上，意思就是读圣经。
Meditate the Bible.
思想。
To know God, John said to know God is eternal life. When you know God, connect to God, you're warm. Your life is love, joy, peace. Money cannot buy.
那当你专注在神的身上呢，你就会有仁爱、喜乐、和平。这些东西都是钱是买不来的。
He says here, you will bear fruit because the Holy Spirit will give you.The love, joy, peace, health.
那这里说了，你会结果子，因为圣灵给你带来喜乐、和平、忍耐。
So the first thing is to think about God's word, connect to God, and read it constantly.
第一呢，就是来读圣经，读他的话语， 来思想他的话语。
The purpose of life is to know God.
那我们人生的目的呢，就是来认识神。读圣经可以帮助我们认识神。
The more you know God, the more reward. The more you store up treasure in heaven.
你越多认识神呢，你越读他的话语，你越多认识神，越多的财宝在天上。
Your life will be much more balanced.And have love, joy, peace. At the same time, God will supply all your need according to Jesus' wish.
那爱的神的丰盛呢？你的生命就会变得更加丰盛。
So, this is the first thing.
这就是第一步。
Think about God at all times. Connect to His Word. Go to Bible study. The purpose to know God. To know God is your real life.
那第这就是第一点，我们要读他的话语，参加读经，查经小组来认识他，与他连接。
That's called walk with God in Mecca 6:8. The purpose of life, God's will is to walk with Him. He's your partner.
那我们生命的目的就是与他同行。
Listen to His word, hold on to His word, because His word is a living word.
因为他的话语是活泼的
，give you life，
他会给你生命。
Patience, kindness, good. All these things make you feel you are in the ocean. You are in Him.
给你仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、信实、温柔、恩赐。因为这些东西，它就是像鱼一样给你带来水。
The second thing is still verse 7. Ask whatever you wish.It will be done for you.
那这里讲到就是你所祈求的就给你。
We always focus on only this single sentence. Hey, I ask God for anything. God will give it to me.
那我们常常呢只是专注在这句话。哦、oh, 我问了神，神就会给我。
You become foolish.
那你就成为那个愚拙的人。
Look at the condition. The condition is that the,If you connect to my words, come, then you ask, then you pray according to God's word, then God will give you what He wants you to have.
那这个是有条件的，你看这里说，这个逗号之前所讲的，你要藏在我里面，我的话语也藏在你里面，而且你按我的心意所祈求呢，祈求才会给你成就。
That's why when you read God's word to know God, at the same time, once you know God, you know how to pray.
那所以呢，你当你知道怎么认识神，读他的话语的时候，你知道怎么祷告。
What is God's will? What is not God's will? What God pleases? What is not pleasing God?
那什么是合神心意的祷告？什么是神不喜悦的祷告？
So the second thing is, the first thing is read God's word. The second thing, you pray according to God's word at all times.
第一呢，就是认识神的话语。第二呢，就是按着他的心意祷告。
And the Bible said you must pray at all times, in all occasions, and also for other people.
那神也说了，我们要时时的祷告，不住的祷告。
Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章
Pray at all times with all kind of prayer requests and pray for each other. That's God's will. You must pray God's, according to God's word at all times for everything in all situations.
那我们要不住的祷告，就是我在任何的情况下都要跟神有连接祷告。
Many Bible talk about God listen to prayer. You must constantly pray. He listens.
那很多经文都讲到神如果听我们的祷告，所以我们是得失不得失都得祷告。
God's will is you pray continually, unceasingly.
那神的意愿呢是让我们就是不住的祷告。
But not just pray according to God's word, pray according to God's knowledge.
不仅仅只是祷告，而是呢就是按神的心意祷告。
Pray according to God's heart, as David is after God's heart.
那按着神的心意祷告，就像大卫一样呢？是大卫就是合神心意的人，按神的心意来祷告。
David not only pray, David's prayer is much more intense than us. David's prayer is cry out to God. He always cry out to God because he faced a lot of problem in 10 years. He's a fugitive for 10 years in the desert.
那神的也那个大卫的祷告呢，比我们是更加的激烈，因为他是呼求的祷告，因为他在旷野呢有10年时间呢都是在逃难，所以他都对神都是呼求。
If you connect to God, spend time with God, and you spend time to pray according to God's word, it says right here, it will be done for you. You will bear fruit in your life.
那这里讲了，如果就是，你会多结果子。
The barefoot in Galatians chapter 5:22 is that the barefoot is a nine foot of the spirit. You bear good fruit.
那这个加拉太书所讲的这个果子呢，就是圣灵的九个果子。
All this fruit money cannot buy, because with this fruit you are very free. Your life becoming a happy, truly happy life.
那这个九个果子呢，是钱买不来的。当你有这个圣灵果子的时候呢，你的生命才是真正的，一个自由的生命，有爱的生命。
You cannot buy love, joy, peace.
因为你不能买仁爱、喜乐、和平。
Patience, kindness, goodness.
仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔。
Faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
节制。
You cannot buy all these things. This thing is a gift of God from the Holy Spirit.
这些都是从神所来的礼物，这是你没有办法去买来的。
If you aim at knowing God, aim at praying, God said your daily need will be supplied by me. God will meet all your need according to the riches of Jesus Christ.
那按着神，按着耶稣基督的丰盛呢，神会，赐给你够用的，你的日用的饮食。
Aim at God, you will have happiness in the new year. Aim at the world, you lose God and lose happiness.
那你专注在神身上呢，你在新的一年呢，就有盼望跟喜乐。但是如果你专注在世界上呢，你可能会失去一切。
So aim at knowing God, aim at praying according to the knowledge of God.And then you will bear all this fruit in the Galatians chapter 5:22.
那我们就是专注在神身上，我们就能够生出加拉太书所讲的这九种果子。
If you don't do that, that's a penalty that you will be miserable. Because in Galatians chapter 5:22, before the chapter 5:22, that's a 15 fruit of evil if you don't connect to him.
那在加拉太书五章讲圣灵果子之前呢，有15个就是邪恶的果子，如果你不与它连接的话。
If you don't connect to God, when you choose the world, then the 15 evil fruit, you will bear it instead. That's why you struggle. You are not happy.
如果你不与神连接呢，那这15个邪恶的果子呢，就会生出来。
So, we must bring God in.、Pray.
所以呢，我们需要把神带到我们的生命当中。
Whatever you do, bring God in.
不管你做什么，都把神邀请神。
With God, spend time with His Word, pray according to His Word, then you bear fruit.
与他同行，听读他的话语，这样你就会生出果子。
Which is a good fruit.
好的果子。
And finally,Verse 9.
最后
As the Father have loved me, so have I loved you. Now connected to my love.
那第九节这里说，我爱你们正如父爱我们，爱我一样，所以你们要藏在我的爱里面。
How to connect to God's love is to obey His word.
那怎么样藏在他的爱里呢？就是要遵守他的命令。
So in the new year, not just spend time in his word to know him.
所以在新的一年呢，不只是读他的话语来认识他。
So pray according to God's word, so he will bless you with the true blessing.
按神的心意来祷告。
And finally, is to obey God's words too.
那最后呢，就是要啊遵守神的命令。
To obey God's word means to love God. That's the definition of the Bible. When you obey, means you love.
那在圣经里的解释就是，如果你爱的时候，你遵守的他就是爱他。
All the husband learn it the hard way. Your wife tell you, just do this. If you don't do this, you have to bear the consequence.
那所有的丈夫都学过这个功课，如果你爱我，你就为我做这个。
We know that love means obedience because God is perfect. Our wife is not perfect, but God is perfect. He always right. His way is better way. So we obey.
那我们
because if you obey, you have life.
那我们知道就是顺服就是爱。那我们的太太并不是完美，但是神却是个完美的神。
In John 14, Jesus specified, if you love me, you must obey me. If you obey me, you must love me.
那在约翰福音十四章也讲了，就是你爱我，你就遵守我的命令。
If you love me, means you obey me. If you obey me, means you love me, then I will live with you.Jesus and God will live with you.
那你遵守我的命令，爱我，我就与你同住。
And you live with God.
你就跟神同住。
Obey God means you live with God. You live in the Trinity. You live in God's life, real life.
那如果你遵守他的命令，你就跟神同住，你就住在这个三位一体的神当中。
So, the first thing to know God's word.Second thing is to pray according to God's word. The first thing is obey God's word. The Bible is not for you to entertain yourself. The Bible is not for you just to comfort you. The Bible is here. So you obey to show you love him.
那我们第一呢，就是要跟他连接，读他的话语，然后第二就是按他的心意来祷告，然后就是遵守他的命令。那我们爱我们的圣经呢，不是为了来娱乐我们的，我们就是按他上面所说的做。
It's a big deal because if you obey him, you connect to his love, you remain in his love. I mean, you live in his love. That is a big deal.
那当你遵守他的话语的时候，你就与他同住。与他同住的时候呢，你就是一个大人物，一个大件事。
And that's the most important thing is to live in God's love, so we can share love with other people.
那最重要的事情就是与神同住，以至于我们可以爱其他的人。
Know God's word, pray according to God's word, not according to your will, and obey God's word. God's word is for you to obey faith.Without action is useless.
那第一就是读他的话语，第二就是按他的心意来做来祷告，第三就是遵守他的命令。如果信心没有行为，就是死的。
So we must do it, right? If you say, I love my wife, you better do something.
那如果你说你
要 saying that is useless.
那所以我们就要有行动。如果你说你爱你太太，但是你没有任何行动的话，那这就是不是一个真实的爱。所以我们爱神是要有行动。
So, the final thing is that we connect to his love now. That's the major thing. When we connect to God's love, you have happiness, you have life, because God's love is eternal.
那如果我们与神连接的时候呢，我们就是会有爱，因为神会给我们永恒的生命。
You must connect to God. You must buy love instead of buy the world.
我们就是要与神连接，我们要选择去买神，而不是选择去拥有这世界上的东西。
Maybe Judas who betrayed God, he sold Jesus.
那这个卖耶稣的犹大，他把耶稣给出卖了，
But we are not much better.
但是我们并不比犹大好。
We don't buy God. Actually, we don't even have God to sell. We don't even buy into his value.
那我们也甚至也没有，就是神可以来卖。
We don't listen to God. We don't follow God. Even worse, we're betraying God too if we don't do that.
那我们也不听神的话，然后我们也不看他的话，不遵守他的话语。其实
Jesus
我
said, "You
们，
connect to me. We don't read the Bible. We don't pray according to the Bible. We don't obey God. We just come on Sunday. What kind of Christian life is that? That's why we are half here, half there."
那如果你说你是基督徒，但是呢，你也不读他的话语，也不按他的心意来祷告，你只是
That's
星期
why
天
you're
来参加一
struggle.
下
You
教
are like
会。
fish walking on the ground
所以你
instead
才
of in
会生
water
命里面
swimming.
满了挣扎，就像一条鱼离开了水一样。
You are like a bird. He doesn't sing, doesn't fly.
就像一个鸟不会飞、不会唱一样。
We are foolish to focus on the worldly thing and lose our eternal life.
那我们就是非常愚拙的。如果我们就是只是这眼看我们眼见的
We
东
don't
西。
connect to God. We not only lose eternal life, we lose the life now. Our life becoming a struggle,
让我们的
burden,
生命成为一个，就是
stress.
一个，成为一个我们的一个 struggle，我们的一个
My
挣扎。
friend, my brother and sister, be smart this year.
那我们要成为这个聪明的人，
Connected to God
与
through
神连
Jesus.
接，通过耶稣与神连接，
To know God more this year.
更多的来认识神。
To pray more,
更多的祷
according to
告，
God's word more. To pray God's word, not your word.
按着神的心意来祷告，不是按着你自己的心意来祷
Don't
告。
use God to fulfill your purpose. Let God use you to fulfill His purpose.
不要利用神来成就你想要成就的，而是按神的心意来成就他所为你计划的。
Connect to God's agape love, enjoy God's love, enjoy the fruit of the Spirit.
与神这个无条件的爱来连接。
So one of the brothers in the 400 years ago is called Brother Lawrence.
那100年前呢，有一个弟兄叫做 Lawrence。
400 years ago.
400年前。
400 years ago, the brother Lawrence is a cook. He's a cook, only a chef.
那这个 Lawrence 呢？400年前的这个 Lawrence，他只是一个厨师。
He's a nobody.
是一个小人物。
But he teaches one thing through a small book. It's called Practice the Continuous Presence of God.
但是呢，你是说他写的一本书吗？还是什么？
对，yeah。
他写了一本书，就是讲如何，就是操练无时无刻的与神同在。
In today's term, because at that time, 400 years ago, there's no internet. In today's terms, how to practice, how to connect to God. Practice the continual connection to God.
那400年前当然是没有那个计算机。那用今天的话语
Internet.
来讲，就是没有 Internet。那今天的话就是说，如何呢？与神就是常常的无时无刻的连接上。
He showed us a method.
那他教给我们一个方法。
In order to actualize what we just learned from the Jesus teaching, John 15.
那从我们刚才就是耶稣的这个，约翰福音15章的教导里边，
How to connect it to the wine?
怎么样与这个枝子连接？
To know him, to pray, according to him, to live in his love, to obey.
来听读他的话语，来按着他的心意来祷告，遵守他的命令。
And he uses only two simple methods, which today we must learn right away to practice on Monday.
那他给了我们2个方法，那我们要赶快学起来，星期天一就开始来操练。
Every day of this year, we're going to practice it.
那在新的一年的每一天，我们都要来操练。
It's very simple. He says, the first thing you must practice thinking about God all the time.
那很简单，第一呢，你就是要来操练每天无时无刻都想着神。
Even when he's cooking, washing dishes, taking trash out, you can think about God.
那当他煮饭的时候，倒垃圾的时候，做饭的时候，他都在想着神。
Talk to God, because God is a spirit. He's everywhere. Jeremiah 23:24. He is everywhere. You can talk to him.
那神是个灵，他是无处不在的，随时随刻都可以跟他来祷告。
No place is closer to God than the place you are right now.
那没有什么地方是与神更近了，就是除了你，就是你现在的地方。
Remember, no place is closer to God than where you are right now.
那没有什么地方离与你跟神的地方更近。
God wants to connect to you, and you can connect to him, because God wants you to draw near to him, so he can draw near to you.
那神想跟你靠近，跟你连接。
God respects you. He already there. He wants you to draw near to him. He always there.But we are not aware.
那神是无处不在的，他希望跟你连接，但是他给你的自由意志，你可以选。
That's why we struggle. We focus on people. We focus on circumstances. We forgot God is there. God already here with you. He already inside you, walk with you. But you don't know.
那神已经是在这里了，他已经跟你在你心里与你连接，只是你不知道。
Psalm 139, he feel everything.Jeremiah 23:24, he feel everywhere. So no place is closer to God than where you are right now. So we can connect to him anytime, anywhere, any place.
诗篇139篇耶利米书也讲到，就是神是无处不在的，所以我们在任何时候都可以与他连接。
So the first thing is that the whatever you do for yourself before, now,You know God is there. You can do it for God. You can do the shopping for God. You can, open the door for other people for God. You can forgive someone to say something to you for God because God forgive you, right? You can do everything God from your heart.
那你可以就是为了神为下面一个人开门关门，你可以为了神去爱或者赦免别人。
Everything you do, instead of focus on the thing, focus on God is behind it. God wants you to live for him, even shopping for him, cooking for him, doing things for other people for him, loving for him, and forgive for him.
那就是为神所做，就是任何事情都可以为神而做，就包括你在购物的时候、做饭的时候，任何时候你都是。
This is a command from Colossians chapter 3.
Everything. 这是格罗西书的一个命令。
Chapter 3. Whatever you do.
格罗西书第三章。
That's okay. I read that. You just interpret. It's okay. Whatever you do.
不管你做什么
work at it with all your heart.
按着你的心来做
As if you're doing for God.
就像你在为神而做一样
Not people.
不是为了人
And you will be rewarded.
那你就会被得赏赐
God will reward everything you do for him, every suffering you do. God will reward you either now,or in the future, or in heaven. We don't know, but God's going to reward you. That's a promise.
那不管是什么样，但是神的应许就是这样，他会给你赏赐。
So this brother Lawrence, he focused on God, focused on God's way to do things, focused on God's love, think about God, talk to God every moment of his life.
那这个Lawrence 弟兄呢，他就是不管生命的所有的时光，他都是专注在神身上，为神做事。
It's so good. You know when you think about things, meditate on things, think about problem, then your focus is on the problem, on the things.
You will
make you miserable, make you miserable.
那如果你专注在事情上啊，你就会非常的痛苦。
Because you focus on the problem. When you focus on problem, if you keep on doing that, you'll become depression.
那如果你只是专注在这个事情这个问题上呢，你就会非常的麻烦，然后你就会甚至导致你会抑郁。
And God is smart. He tells you to focus on Him, think about Him, occupy your mind with Him, then you have God's love, joy, peace.
但是神呢是非常聪明有智慧的神，他让我们专注在他身上，你就会拥有仁爱、喜乐、和平这些事情，你就不会感到痛苦。
When you focus on God, not only you don't have depression, you focus on God's love, joy, peace, God's wisdom, then you can do the thing right.
那不仅仅是如果你专注神身上，不仅仅只是没有痛苦，是你就可以做到对的事情。
You're right with God, you're right with people, we're right with things.
那当你跟神是对的时候呢，你跟人跟事都会是对的。
If you focus on circumstances and people, you will be miserable, you have burden.
那如果你专注的是在你的问题，你的这个事情上的话呢，你就会非常的痛苦。
If in everything you focus on God, everything will work together for the good.
那如果你专注在神身上呢，万事都会互相效力。
You know nothing is by accident. God allowed this happen for purpose to train your faith. So you must consider a pure joy. Actually, you will rejoice in your difficult time because God is there. He's the only God.
那神是这是唯一的神，所以你专注在神的身上呢，你就。
He's the only God. He's the only one in charge. You don't need to worry.
因为他就是那个掌管万有的神，所以你不需要担心。
Isaiah 45, there's no other God, there's only one God, He's in charge.
那以赛亚书也说了，就是除他以外没有别的神。
If He allows it to happen, that's a reason. It's good for us. Even you don't understand, it's okay.
那如果神让一件事情发生，甚至虽然你不能理解也没有关系。
So Brother Lawrence occupy his mind with God, God's love, God's providence. God is not a God of accident. He allows situation happen because he still loves me. And that the kind of mind thinking about God. God is good.
那这个 Brother Lawrence 呢，他就是这样子来操练他自己，然后常常在神的心意当中。
Then you don't need to worry.
当你这样操练的时候呢，你就不用担心。
And also, he asked us to pray continually and teach us one method. You don't have to have a long prayer. And actually, Jesus wants us to pray short prayer. He used the name is called black prayer. Black prayer means very short prayer.
那这个 Lauren 教我们第二个方法呢，就是用很简短的祷告，不是无效的祷告。
Throughout the day when you're driving, you say, God help me.
那在当你开车的时候呢，你就祷告神帮助我。
When someone cut into your lane, you say, God forgive me. Keep me, let me have love. Don't get angry.
那有人抢你的道的时候呢，你就祷告神啊，帮助我，让我不生气。
When you're shopping, then you say, God, what should I buy? Then you don't buy junk food.
那你祷告的，你买超市买东西的时候，你就问神，神我买什么啊？这样你就不会买到。
Your children get nasty, you say, "Hey, I still have rich in love." You just continue to bear and to help.
那你的孩子在闹的时候呢，你就跟祷告神啊，在帮助我可以。
So you can be a housewife, you can still pray all this prayer. You can still busy with your eye open. You can pray bread prayer. Means very short prayer. God help me. God, I know you are there. God, I need strength. No, give me strength.
那你可以就做这种非常简短的祷告，来让神来帮助你。
So throughout the day you can pray.
那这一整天你都可以在祷告。
And finally, it's just a method. Because life is full of problems, you must be honest with God. Anything you feel burdened, you want to complain, you want to say something bad, don't say other people, say it to God, tell God. That's what the Bible is talking about in Psalm.
那就是当你觉得啊，你有问题来了，你想要抱怨的时候，不要跟人抱怨，跟神抱怨。这诗篇是讲的。
Cast your burden, that's a command. Cast your burden to God because He cares about you.
把你的忧虑交给神，因为他看顾你。
We get something off our chest to other people. That's why your relationship is really bad.
那我们把我们自己的这个焦虑呢弄到别人身上的时候呢，你的人际关系就会破裂。
Carry your burden, get everything off to God in prayer.
那从现在开始呢，把你所有的忧虑都卸给神。
Talk to Him, pray to Him, be totally honest with Him.
跟他来祷告，跟他来诉说，完全的透明，与他透明。
God, I don't like this. God, you know, and this guy is not good to me. God, you know, my boss is bad. God, my wife is no good. All these things. You can tell God.
那你可以跟神说，哦，我的
you,
这个人对我不好，我的上司对我不好，我的太太不好，你这些事情都是可以跟神来说。
But God, after a while, God will give you love, joy, peace to bear with these people because Holy Spirit is in you. Holy Spirit is the power. He can change you. You must walk with the Spirit. Changed by the Spirit.
那神呢就会用圣灵的九个果子来帮助你来度过这些事。
But if we don't do that, we offend people. If we don't do that, we destroy relationship. If we don't do that, you say bad things to our spouse, our children, our boss, it's too late.
那如果我们不这么做呢，我们就是跟我们的上司、跟我们的家人、跟我们的孩子说了这些事情抱怨这些可能破坏你们的人际关系。
I'm praying to God.Criticize other people to God, to angry with God. It's okay because the Bible full of that.
那你可以跟神来抱怨，跟神来抱怨身边的事情，这都是可以的，因为圣经里好多地方都是这么写。
We don't have time, but David in Psalm 25, and God is like his close friend, and he complained to God. Psalm 143, Psalm 56, 57, 62, 63, and all these 32, 51, David complained to God.
这诗篇有很多很多地方，大卫都是这样子，把神当作自己的朋友，跟神来抱怨。
And also David said he put his hand over his mouth. He don't want to say anything to offend people.
那个大卫也说了，他就是勒住自己的嘴，不跟人说这些事情，因为他不想。
The Bible change, you know, you have to, hold your tongue. Be wise. But God never say you hold your tongue. You can complain to God in prayer.
那你跟人之间呢，你是要勒住你的舌头，但是你不需要跟神这样做，你可以跟神说任何一件事。
In conversation, like Brother Lawrence.
就好像跟神交谈，就像这个 Brother Lawrence.
Thinking, talking, meditation, talk to God, total honest with God. Then God will show you.The love and how to do things, then you will keep strong relationship with him. When you have his love, you can forgive people. Then you don't offend people too.
那你跟当时跟神有这样子爱的时候呢，跟他抱怨的时候呢，你就不会
影响你的人际关系。You can overcome evil with good.
甚至是你可以以圣去以爱或者圣恶。
Blessing, not curse. Bless people. In this new year, we want to bless people, not curse.
那我们要在新的一年祝福而不是来咒诅。所有的咒诅我们跟神来说。
That's how Brother Lawrence, applied John 15, in his life.
就是这个 Lawrence 弟兄如何用约翰福音十五章来实践这个。
Continuous conversation with God during the day.
不住地与他祷告不住地与他沟通交谈。
Continue thinking about God and His way to do things.
不住地就是思想神的作为。
Continue to pray in breath prayer at all times.
不住地短短地与神来祷告。
Continue to open up yourself to be honest with God.
不住的与神来透明公开来跟神说你想说的。
But hold your tongue to other people.
但是对人呢，你要勒住舌头。
In every day, a common task of your life, anything, even, you know, taking out trash, you can do it for God.
那在你生命中的每一件事情，甚至你在倒垃圾，你都是可以跟神在说话。
That's how you connect to God. Then your mind is full of God instead of full of problem and depression.
那这样子呢，你的神脑子思想里面就是满的都是神，
the,
不是满的
是你的问题。By the grace of God, the Holy Spirit will help you to do that.
那就是神呢也赐给我们圣灵来帮助我们。
For the new year.
在新的一年。
I'm the vine, you're the branches.
那我是这个。
Me, you bear fruit.
那我是葡萄树，你是枝子。
Spend time with God to show your love.
花时间在神身上来种种下爱。
Thank you. God bless everybody in the new year.
谢谢，让愿神在新的一年祝福大家。